Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our buddy Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston. Sean, are you all in on the Boston Red Sox, who are surprisingly 18-12 to start the season? And they've won, 18 of 27 after starting 0-3, if I remember correctly. Are you a believer?
Yeah, I've always been all in.
Yeah.
I think we probably should reserve, what do you think about, like, Milwaukee and Kansas City and Boston and teams that were like, oh, none of these are going to make the playoffs, and all of them are sitting in a position where we give them A's right now. If the pitching staff can hold, they're going to hit. Martinez is always going to hit. Devers hits. Bogarts. But they're getting some pretty decent pitching. They can hold. So, yeah, I'm going to run with it, because while the Yankees are playing better, won 8 of their last 11 games, and they're hitting better. Outside of Cole, they don't wow me with their pitching staff. And, Toronto's situation with a bunch of young players. So, I'm going to throw out some good vibes out there and throw it into the universe. So, yeah, Red Sox, they'll continue this, maybe not at this pace, but got a chance to make the playoffs. And I'm gonna run with it, even though I didn't buy into it at the beginning of the season. As far as spring training, I thought this was going to be a wash this year. It wasn't going to be very good. Sometimes when you're feeling relaxed, you play better. So I'm riding with the Red Sox, you bet.
All right, Chum, before we get to football, I want to stay with baseball for a second, because we had that big Yankees-Astros start of the series last night, and you had Oscar the Grouch out there. You had banging trash cans, all sorts of nonsense. Are Astros fans, I feel bad for Astros fans. Are your listeners, are they tired of this whole ordeal at this point? They cheated. Obviously, it's not great, but, they can't be paying for these sins forever, right?
No, but they haven't had to pay for them yet.
That's right.
Okay. And they really haven't. I mean, it's been talked about, and during a COVID season, and I think most people around the country, and here's where I live here, and we go about it. Yeah, I feel bad that if you get a base hit, it's, the guy had to cheat. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you do, but you knew that was coming down the pike. And I've always been a believer, and even though I live here and I like the Astros and I'm a fan, I know other teams do things and kind of cheat, but that doesn't mean if somebody else drives 100 and does the wrong thing that you say it's okay to do it, right? You make a mistake, you get caught, you got to make your bed, you sleep in it. So while I get their frustration, I don't think players, quite frankly, I don't remember ever a time a player, now maybe internally bothered them, ever worried about going into a stadium and thinking, oh man, the boos are going to really hurt my feelings. Most of us don't really give a rat's ass what an opposing crowd thinks, never. Now, it can in football, because they're loud, it can interrupt our audible system and the rest, but as long as it's not violent, they can call my mom or me whatever they want. I don't really care about that. I don't think the players do, unless you're thin-skinned. I always find it hard to say, well, you've played in the World Series, you got this far, you can't be bothered that somebody you knew was coming down the pike. So is it a bummer? Sure, but sometimes when you earn it, you got to do it. So, yes, they're frustrated. Yes, they get pissed. Yes, they're tired of it. But when we say, we can't suffer for it forever, they haven't had to yet. And this is sure their year, and they even still, without full stadiums, stadiums being fully filled, they're getting it loud, but they're not getting it as loud as they would. So it's still a situation where they're going to hear for it, a smattering of it for a decade. But some of the guys that get booed won't even hear what had happened. So I find it a little comical. They'll move on, and, you got to be thin-skinned to play. That's a good point. But they probably, the players have earned some of them, going through a full season of having to deal with this. That's just the way it is.
Sean, we switched to the draft. Everybody's always excited. Every team feels like they got better. We're excited about the Browns draft. We'll see once they're on the field. But Greg Newsom, the corner from Northwestern in the first round, they trade up a few spots to get Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker from Notre Dame, who a lot of people thought would be a first-round pick in the second round. You know, and whatever, you know, whoever else maybe you're interested in beyond that. What did you think overall of what the Browns did in the draft?
I thought it was really good, and their team got better. When you get a first-round talent in the second round at a position that, you know, that is a depth position and one that you need, explosive, it's big. You get a smart corner who's a really good football player and has been as well coached as anybody on that staff as well, from Northwestern. I loved it. And I'm going to tell you, and I told you guys I felt pretty good about this team even pre-draft. Not pretty good. I mean that they were that you have to contend with them. And they did nothing on draft day to get me to take away from that. They've bulked up a secondary in a league that's going to throw it all over the lot. And you've got to be good against really good quarterbacks in both leagues. And the pass rush, everything. In my mind, they improved all over the field this year. And another year of, we got playoff experience now. Believability, try to prevent major stars from turnover, meaning you keep the core of your football team, which is huge to me. Some may not like, I do, especially if you're a team that wins and you can keep guys for the most part, in-house. I think they got better. I do, and depth is going to have to come into play at some point because it's just football and we don't play flag football, so you got to have depth. I'm telling you now, and I believe this, and as I've said it before I even come on this show, the Cleveland Browns, if you don't have them plugged into, I understand the Kansas City thing, but Kansas City had to move around to get some things done. And Mahomes is always the guy I get. And you talk about Buffalo, but you know what? I can match talent for talent with Cleveland in a lot of spots on Buffalo's team, but they're formidable. Those three teams are the best three teams in the AFC, and Baltimore. They are. And if you say, Sean, name me the six best Super Bowl contenders in the NFL right now, three or four of them probably come from the AFC. And then you throw Tampa and whichever, if Aaron's in Green Bay, I guess he's still, I don't think he's going back there. And if San Francisco gets production at quarterback, I don't know who else is the second best. Arizona, maybe they jump up, but I'm not really willing to. Seattle, there's a lot of, I don't know yet. But in the AFC, I can give you four teams that are legitimate Super Bowl contenders, and the Cleveland Browns have to answer and take a back seat, maybe on stats-wise somewhere. But when they waltz into a building, from what I see, and as long as they're healthy between now and the season, I don't think they have to feel like they take a back seat to anybody in the AFC and that they can beat anybody. They are a legitimate Super Bowl team, and they're building something. And I ask the question over the next 10 years, who's got a best chance to build a dynasty? And Cleveland's getting a lot of votes. And I'm not so sure when you think about 10 years that you can't start to think about them as well. I think this is pretty cool.
No, it is. It's very cool, Sean. And I agree with a lot of what you said. I take it a step further. I was mapping out just on paper because, we're going to have nine new guys on defense starting. I mean, it's crazy the amount of turnover.
They're a good football team they kept, which I like. They got rid of people that they needed to get rid of or to shore up and get better on defense. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, but I just on paper, I know you don't win Super Bowls on paper, but on paper, I have the Chiefs at the top, I got the Bucks at number two, and then I got the Browns as the third best team now. With all the confusion and chaos happening with the Packers, I have the Browns as the third best team on paper, and clearly I have them winning the AFC North as well.
I would go, I'd flip it at the top. I know Mahomes probably because of Brady, but when are we going to say, Brady, but he keeps playing. I think Tampa's the best team in the league. I think our defense is better than Kansas City. Brady and Mahomes go back, but it's 6.5 dozen the other. But I'd go Tampa, Kansas City, Cleveland, and Buffalo in the same, but on paper. Maybe Cleveland slightly, then the Buffalo, Baltimore. And then right around then, I find me an NFC team. I couldn't agree more. So while you get guys that are active, got better on defense, they upgraded it, and there'll be a bunch of new starters, but they added depth as well. And what they did is address positions that they needed to fix. They just did. You're always going to have a little bit of turnover. But when the core of your team, like I said, is there, the Myles Garretts of the world, you get your corner, when you got offensive line, you got your the running game. What's not the like I said, if you don't have them third or fourth, if you have them any lower than that, then they're probably not looking at the same roster. Sent Jonathan.
We're talking with Sean Salisbury, AM 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback, is with us. Sean, when these guys that just got drafted, right? This is what they've been going through their college careers. They've been thinking about the NFL their whole lives. Now they got drafted. Now the videos of them celebrating, all that stuff's over. Now it's time to get to work. Like, think back. I know it's been a while, but think back to when you got drafted. And once it was over, I know there wasn't the coverage of the draft like there is now, but once it's over and it's time to start working in the NFL, what's that like? What are those players feeling right now, almost a week after the draft?
It's a great point. Now, the guy who was drafted in the first round is probably thinking, I want to get started, get in shape, I want to go there and prove that I'm worth this, and I want to go be the starter and be the guy. But the first thing you do is, after you do it, if you're going to go buy a family member a car, or you buy yourself something, or you just look at that check or the direct deposit, say, this is really cool. I'm headed to Pittsburgh. I'm headed to Cleveland. I'm headed to wherever you're headed, to Arizona. And you say, that's exactly what you say. Now I got to go put the work in. And some guys, honestly, you're so jacked up the next day, you find yourself in a gym somewhere because you want to say, man, it's an extra boost of adrenaline. But as you start to go down, you know what the fifth rounder's thinking? He's thinking, I got drafted in the fifth round, but I like this. Confidence, yes, but I'm a bubble guy. You're already a bubble guy. Fifth rounder doesn't guarantee you squat. You may get a little bit of guaranteed money and a signing bonus, but it doesn't guarantee squat. And for me, I remember it vividly. I got signed, and then about 4 days later, I was graduated from school in college, and the 2 days after graduation, I was on my way to minicamp. And on the plane there, I had a chip on my shoulder because you wanted to get drafted higher, but a good chip. And I was scared to death. Not scared of the contact or any of that, but now I got to learn. I'm with veterans, Steve Largent and Kurt Warner, the running back, and I got David Craig, and I'm thinking, man, I don't want to get out of it. You start to think about, because everything you do, they don't treat you the same as they did before they drafted you. Now you're just a body, man. You're a guy trying to make our team. The rookie, sometimes the veterans look at you a little different, say, that guy's drafted at my position, linebacker, a 30-year-old who's been in the league 7 years. You know what his first thought is? I like you, but you're here to take the job, and I got 3 kids at home. Yeah. So let's not get too comfortable. And then you're watching. You don't want to miss anything studying, and you're in the huddle. You're afraid to death to operate the play, and then you go, I got to read the defense. Oh, let me get the snap count. Oh, don't leave the ball on the ground. I'm talking about my position. So all that goes. First round is pretty secure because he ain't going anywhere, but his thought is, I'm going there to meet my teammates, get myself right, start. The fifth rounder's thinking, what do I got to do extra to close the gap between the 7-year veteran who's playing in front of me? Or the same position as a wide receiver, we've got a good load up the roster, and they have one draft in the third round, I'm drafting the sixth. How am I going to go prove that I'm better than him? Because he's always going to get the first look. All those things go through your head, and then you show up, you try to fit in with the fellas, you keep your head down, and you go take care of your business, and then I know it sounds cliche, then you whittle away, man. And every single friggin' thing you do is they're watching. And then you hopefully make an impression in the OTAs and minicamp. Before you know it, training camp's here, and then it's survival, man. Go in there and do it all, and mentally don't get behind. That was my number one thing. I knew I physically could do what they did, and I knew mentally I was smart enough, but it's a new offense and a new system, and you've got to go double time because these guys been in the same system for 7, 8, 10 years. So I said, if I don't get behind mentally as a rookie, then physically I'll be able to show them that I can rip it all over the lot and I'll have no problem making this team. And fortunately, that's the way it worked. But there's nerves for the guy who's not the first or second round pick because you know you're still a bubble player.
Sean, I got to ask you about a theme in Andrew Berry's draft class. It was like versatility, basically. Both linebackers were like Swiss Army knives. Hudson, they want to take from left tackle to cross training him at guard. Anthony Schwartz, the receiver, quote-unquote, he was a better running back than a receiver at Auburn. Demetric Felton, the UCLA running back, was a slot receiver before he put on weight and became a running back this past year. But this kind of leads me to positionless football. What do you think about the idea that you can take guys and just kind of throw them, just good athletes first and foremost, and good football players, and mix them around and not necessarily pigeonhole them into one slot on the field?
I friggin' love it. Andrew Berry's going back to the time when we were growing up and the first time somebody told us we were, playing football. You know what the coach always said and still does? The more you can do. Right. And how valuable are you if you can, if you're playing baseball and you're a great center field, let's say you're a corner outfielder, but if they have to put you in center field, they don't have to trade for somebody. You can go play. How valuable are you if you're a shortstop that you can put out in left field, you can DH, you can do it all? How valuable are you in basketball if you're 6'9 and can play the point? And we got a lot of positionless basketball going on too now, guys. So
yeah, we do.
I love it. Jonathan, I love it. I do. And here's why is okay, so we got and you saw it with like the Isaiah Simmons pick last year, right, in Arizona. Yep. Guys like that, dude, we're playing this defense, but he's a hybrid player. He's big enough to handle a tight end at linebacker, but man, he can run, and we can run him out to the flat. Let's put him at strong safety because this team we're playing, just the versatility. Corner's hurt. What do we got on the waiver wire? We don't need the waiver wire. See, because the guy we play is also, he can play corner. He's been moved to safety, but he can also come back and play corner because he's fast enough but also physical enough. So I love it. I do. I think we're going to see more of it. Now, obviously, and you hit it. You said great athlete, and then you said great football player. Great athletes are one thing. There's a lot of great athletes can't tackle me or you, but they can run. But if you can get me both where the guy's a great football player, instinctual, because whether you're an inside linebacker or outside linebacker, do you understand football and the instincts and knowing how to beat somebody to the punch, and then you're athletic enough to do it, it's a great thing. And I don't think it was by accident, Jonathan. I don't think it was by accident that Andrew Berry was thinking, well, this guy's done both, and what if I need him at slot? I can put him at back. This tight end, I can flex him out. This corner, I can play at safety. This linebacker, offensive lineman, I can make him a swing tackle or move him inside the guard. What's not to like about that? All it does is make your football team deeper and better and more competitive, and I love it. And I think Andrew Berry's a brilliant front office guy, and for the first time in a long time, the Cleveland Browns have a guy they don't have to worry about as fans doing the right thing in the front office. He gets it, and it's hard to do, and he does.
It's an exciting time to be a Browns fan, no doubt. Sean, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Sean.
You too. Sean Salisbury.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.